This is Hacking the Afterlife Podcast with Jennifer Schaefer. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, Richard.
How are you?
I am doing fabulous today.
Oh, that's so great to hear. It's been a couple of weeks.
It has been a couple of weeks, really.
Well, you know, I was hoping that everyone would watch last week's interview with General Sherman because it was so cool and so interesting and so unusual. I wanted to make sure everybody got a dose.
It's very interesting how more of that keeps popping in, keeps coming in, you know, more trees, more animals, more of everything.
It's interesting. They had an article on NBC yesterday talking about how scientists now think that insects are sentient because they behave in a certain way. You know, not only octopuses and other animals, but insects that react to, you know, other animals trying to get them to help them out.
Well, that's what you talked about, right?
Yeah, we did. And, you know, it's weird because General Sherman, kind of referred to that, you know, of everything being sentient in some way. But, you know, look, it's fascinating to hear because it's also, there's a message of hope in there, which is, hey, if everybody starts realizing the planet is listening, then maybe we'll try to help it.
Not destroy it.
So tell us about you. What's been your week so far? What have you been doing?
So it was a little rough start, but Let me rephrase that. It was my mother's first birthday, not here on the planet.
Of her being on the planet. What a wonderful anniversary. She brought us you and all those other siblings of yours.
I had a very sweet thing happen. It was a really yucky day, you know, cloudy and whatever on Monday. And I just decided to go to my computer after I did all this work. I'm like, okay, mom, dad, and my friend Jill, I'm like, what do you guys want me to know? And then all of a sudden the phone rang and I said, you have flowers outside. And so I went outside. I'm like, the biggest, beautiful bouquet of flowers you've ever seen, with all the colors my mom loved, the pinks and the white. There was pink tulips and white roses. And, you know, it was so gorgeous. And I started crying just when I looked at it. I'm like, wow, somebody knows that it's my mom's birthday because I haven't said anything. And then I take it upstairs and I'm like, I looked at the card and the card said, thank you so much for helping me through this very difficult time, with her own mother. Wow. And I did that like a month ago and I just like burst out into tears. I'm like, here, I thought it was because somebody was saying, you know, but it was actually because I helped someone, but I got exactly what, you know, it really helped me. And I called her up and she's like, it was really, really weird, Jen. She goes, I just forgot to send it on Friday. She goes, I had it in my planner. And she goes, today just was the day that it worked out. But she goes, they're obviously from your mom because you helped me with mine. She goes, you gave me so much peace with my own mother. So it was a very special, it was just so, and there were so many, the fact that I sat down, I'm like, what do you guys have to say? And then that happens. I'm like, okay, is that a coincidence? I don't care. I needed that, you know?
Well, you and I have been at this for, oh my goodness, it might even be coming up on 9 years. Every week, roughly, we get together and talk to the flip side. And it's a fascinating, you know, way to verify that people still exist, that they, you know, they're not here, which is a bummer, no question about that, but they exist elsewhere.
Yeah.
You know, they can help you because they have the benefit of being able to see you in multi dimensions, and we can't. But
well, it was very interesting. My mom just reminded me of the two rainbows. I'm like, come on, give me a rainbow. And then there was two rainbows the day that she was buried, you know. And that was very, and then we saw rainbows all throughout the day. And that, not every time, you don't always see that in LA, hardly.
No, hardly. Yeah, that's right. Double rainbows, very, and, you know, sort of nonstop. I think it's really wonderful. I mean, I have done a little bit of a study of when I've been traveling in India and Tibet, where they report this monk had passed away, and then all of these unusual things happened, where it snowed in the middle of summer, or where light rainbows were, it seemed to be emanating from the actual monastery, and somebody had footage of like this very rare occurrence. So you wonder, like, how do they do that on the flip side? And if they can do that on the flip side, why do they do that every day? I don't know. But that being said,
Then if they go, I mean, it's so funny that here that I'm always telling my clients, look out, look for signs. That's what they do. And then for me not to believe it myself, or for me to be like,
or to doubt it, to question it. Well, I think it's healthy to be skeptical about everything. It doesn't hurt.
I encourage it too. I'm like, don't take my word for anything. Figure it out how it resonates with you or not. Like, it's not something I give him for me. We've talked or discussed this where, it's my dad's famous line. It's not my job to make anybody believe in anything. It's our job to make people
Right.
information, have them do what they want to do with it. But
Speaking
anyway.
of unusual information, Jennifer is, I think, it's going to appear with me. Contact in the Desert at the end of May, the first weekend in June. We're going to
Yes.
do a joint session for about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll be able to film it and make a podcast out of it, but it's going to be, and if you want to go to contactinthedesert.com, there's where you can sign up for it's the Saturday. I think it's at 10:30.
Yeah, very excited. Very excited. Another thing, why were you speaking Spanish earlier? Because is it some I'm not gonna, I'll be gone next week.
Sí. ¿Por qué?
I'll be in Cancun.
Oh, está
I'm
bien. I don't speak Spanish, but I do speak Italian.
it's my
That's fun. What are you doing in Cancun?
it's for Jessica Alba's birthday. So
That's lovely.
she gets a group of girls and she's just like, get your flights down here. I've taken care of the rest.
Love that.
I know. Last year it was Sedona. And what's cool about this is all the things that she has lined up. Like, we're gonna have a Temes, to I don't even know how to say it right.
Horseback riding, skydiving.
Ceremony. We're gonna go see Chichen Itza. We're gonna go to a Sea Note excursion, which I'm kind of scared of, actually.
What's that?
It's where they have these huge sinkholes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's actually very fascinating what they like, just all the ruins that they've uncovered just in the last 10 years. It's pretty interesting. But yeah, it's not lots of stuff that we're doing, lots of excursions. It's not just hanging around a pool and drinking.
But that's an option, and you can do that as well. And I hope everybody listening in, tuning in, has a plan this summer to be out in the world somewhere, a forest, a beach, anywhere that you can go out and enjoy nature as
I'm
well as friends, friendship.
excited, but I won't be available on Thursday, so maybe we'll figure it out.
All right, so we better have a really wildly interesting podcast that
I
people
know, I know.
watching. Okay, go
I
ahead.
was shown your son. Hold on.
RJ?
Did RJ come to you about a dream he had a couple of nights ago?
Possibly, but what's the who's bringing this message forward? Is this Luana, our pal on the flip side, or the
There's something about Tom Petty. Yeah.
Oh,
Hold
just
on.
jump in. Hang on. Hold on, Tom. Time out. So let me just let our audience know who's tuning in, driving off the road, tuning in for the first or the last time. We have a friend on the flip side. Her name is Luana Anders, who helps orchestrate, organize our class or group of people, just like Jennifer's doing here, helps people to access the other side. Luana does the same thing, helps people access us. And Tom came through a number of years ago after he passed. I said, why? Because we didn't know him. I didn't know him. I didn't understand. And he said, there's a line around the block to get to talk to you guys. And your friend Luana's like the person with the VIP list. And so Luana lets people come through and she helps them to orchestrate that. Okay, so Tom, please go ahead. What is it you want to say? Sorry for that preamble, but
I visited RJ.
you went visit our son. Okay, and what was that about?
I don't know if he knew who I was, he's saying.
That's okay. It's allowed. You're always welcome. Were you helping him with the music or?
Yeah, he's picking up guitar faster.
You know, I gotta say, our son has just,
Piano? I know he plays piano.
yeah, I mentioned that. He just started playing Hans Zimmer like scores, and I was asking him, where'd you learn that? He said, well, I heard it and then I played it. And it's uncanny what he's about, what he's been doing. Sherry, my wife, has picked up guitar and is trying to learn how to do that, and is, you know, struggling with that, as we like to say. Right? I like to look around, see where the guitars are. What else, Tom? It's not about me. It's not about us. What about you? How are you? What's your
He said,
experience?
I was wondering if he came to Sherry. Maybe I got it wrong, but he says Tom. He says RJ.
Okay.
He just doesn't want him to give up. He says there's a difficult guitar. You have four of them in your house?
Quite a few.
Quite a few. You have like a ukulele and like three other ones.
Yeah, well, yes, I have, we have, I think about three or four ukuleles, as
Okay.
well as I think it might not be up to 15 now. So we have a lot of different guitars we like to play.
Okay, so he's saying that there's specialized ones. So there's like three specialized ones that are very similar to one another.
Okay, very good. And I would say Sherry just picked one of those up last week.
Wow. Okay.
And it's a very special guitar. It's, you know, the name is similar to my last name.
Okay, hold
Does he
on.
want to tell you what the name is?
I don't know, Martin came up, but that's it.
Okay, well, let's just wonder if this isn't the guitar, but that is the name of this guitar. Let's see if I can get that freaking thing onto the, there you go. Oh,
Okay.
Mr. Martin.
Oh, it is Martin. Huh.
Yes. So she picked up a very special Martin not too long ago, and it's just, it's an amazing sound. But what do you want to say about that, Tom? What is it?
Just like nature, because you show me what you have in the back. He's like, music fills up your soul. And like, it's interesting. So this morning I listened to an album. And normally I listen to only podcasts or I'll listen to a book. Like I never allow myself because I'm always, whatever. But this just listened to me, it made me so happy. And he just reminded me, he goes, look at what you did this morning. And so even though I thought it was probably my own idea about listening to music, I was being shown that it was theirs, I guess. Hold on. No, hold on. Oh, that's the other guy. Who's the one that has the Tesla? He made fun of I was driving the Tesla this morning. He was making fun of it because it's easy to have the music come play because the second you get in the car, it locks in from your phone or
Oh, is
whatever.
that
But who's the one who, David Bowie? Was it David Bowie that has the car that's out there? Okay. Hold on.
So yeah, they sent out a car into deep space and Tesla, and it was playing David Bowie's song.
Okay, thank you. Tom is saying he wants everyone to know that it's difficult at first when you pick up a new instrument. It's
Okay.
just okay, now I see what they're segueing it into. And so you might get frustrated. Don't get frustrated. Just keep practicing, keep doing it like anything else. And then he's like, it's just like that with signs. It's just like that with, talking to the other side. We want to help people connect to their loved ones, right? And so that's why we're interviewing the other side is because we want to know what's the best way, what's the way that anybody
Yeah.
else can.
What's the easiest way to talk to people on the other side?
Right. And he's saying, don't get frustrated, just like with playing an instrument, don't get frustrated when talking to us from the other side. Give us time to respond, give us, to work with you. Thank you. Everyone can talk to the other side. They just don't know that they can.
Well, I think what happens, and Tom, correct me if I'm wrong, people they want to talk to their side, but when they talk, they don't hear anything. And it's because their ears, they're trying to hear things. And as we've discussed many times, a response could be, a song comes on the radio. A response could be you drive by their favorite restaurant and you think of them. A response can be a thought that pops into your mind or a visual. So that's a way of having a conversation that is telepathic. It doesn't have to be sound. So, but Tom, let me ask you, since you've been on the other flip, on the flip side, what's your observation? I mean, what's been going on? What have you been doing? Or have you been just keeping an eye on your family and friends or adventures or what's up?
He says he's been trying to inspire people to go out and play. So the same message that we're saying today is get outside and go out and play. Have that, you don't have to go far away. You can
Yeah.
do day trips up the coast or wherever you are or into the woods or ocean, fill in the blank, fill in your blank. Because people get too stuck inside and then therefore they get stuck in their heads. A lot of times it's about what they're not doing.
What do you mean?
Get that loop about what you're not doing. So like you
Oh,
have,
you're thinking like, I wish I could, I wish I was.
or I wish I had, I have all these things, in my head that I have to, figure out. Oh, that's very interesting. Okay. I'm hopefully I'll get it. All right. Okay, say it one more time. Hold on. Once you go outside, then by just being outside, it starts collaborating with other coincidences. So just like the sequence, follow me. Just like the sequence where I sat there, I'm like, okay, mom and dad, what do you have to say? And then the phone rang.
Right.
And then, then I got flowers that I have, all that whole, everything
Now,
there.
sequence of events are all sort of tied together.
All of
The
them.
response, our
Yeah.
communication.
But if I wasn't in the space to be open to it, I would have missed out on that. I would have missed out on seeing how truly beautiful that was, that moment of the flowers coming to me from my mom, even though they were from my friend.
Yeah.
But
Well, it made you think of your mom as well. Well, Tom, let me ask you, what's your re reaction to this class? Because the first time we talked to you, you were kind of like, startled to get in whatever, to have a conversation. Go ahead.
He goes, I have street cred because of the names of the books.
Our books are called Backstage Pass to the Flip Side, and it came from Tom saying, your friend Luana is like the person with the clipboard. So,
Yeah.
Now your observation, here we are, for us it's years later, for you it might feel only like a few minutes ago. What
I
does it
always
feel like to you?
hold on. He says it feels like I just turned around and I was gone. Like that's how it feels. He's been gone that long.
Just a few minutes.
It's turning around.
Just
Second.
turning around, literally. Okay. And so now here we are. For us, it's a little different because Jennifer and I have been doing this now for 8 years, somewhat, I
Yeah,
think. Eight.
I started when I was 18.
But so for Tom, what's it like you? But because you've had all kinds of adventures since being on the flip side. So what are some of the, who are you surprised to see over there? Who surprised you?
When he first got there, Prince surprised him.
Okay, it's surprised to see him because
Because he just didn't expect it so quickly.
and are you
Have
go
your
ahead.
family and you have your friends, and we respected each other as musicians. And then Elvis, that I loved seeing, Elvis, when I first got over. I think he might have discussed this, but he says I was also surprised to see my father.
Ah, he did discuss that. That's right. And I did
Yeah.
after.
I'm not going to remember, but that's
You
what he
won't
told me.
remember, but I do remember I looked it up after he said that. And apparently they had a problematic relationship on Earth. let's just say. And once he got to the flip side, there was a whole different experience. And so that surprise makes sense. But I guess I wanted to ask you, so people.
He also said, what father and son don't have that.
Yeah, it's what father. Well, I was lucky. My dad was pretty hilarious. It depends. But people might ask, I mean, I'm asking, do you play with these musicians, Prince and Elvis and people like that? Do you guys jam, you hang out and play, or is it just mutual frequency?
It's they do hang out and play, but he's showing me something. And he says we all get together and play a form of the ukulele slash guitar.
Oh wow, just like George Harrison used to do. George used to hand out ukuleles that, had them in the trunk of his car, and whenever people would get together, he just and they'd all play together. Is it something like that? Is that,
Yeah, they just went like this. That's so funny.
tap the nose? And I think, we've asked this before. I know we asked Paul Allen when he got to the flip side, and he said he was learning how to play the ukulele, and he said the reason was is because it's only four strings. There's only limited amount of chords you have to play. So it's not really complex. It's not like you have to do a whole symphony, but because you have to create the instrument, you have to create the strings, you have to create the sound, etc.
So he's also saying that it's not, okay, what did you say? Sorry, I just lost it again.
I'm sorry. I'm talking about ukuleles. Go ahead.
He says it's a great space that doesn't take much effort, and you don't need lots of other instruments with the ukulele. You just need your voice. I
Sorry.
love that.
Well, listen, I don't play it so well, but I guess it's an instrument I can look forward to learning when I get to the flip side. I've met some people who really play it well, and I'm always in shock. And we've had Israel K, talking to us, the guy who
Somewhere over the
the
rainbow.
rainbow. Yeah, and so that's pretty unusual. So Luana, is this what you had planned for today, or did Tom just want to stop by?
No.
Go ahead.
He wanted to stop by to talk about RJ. He's still saying that. He's like, talk to him.
Okay. And so what are you saying that he should pick up, because he has a guitar and he hasn't really been playing it that much, but you're saying it's he should continue to try to play it.
Yes, not get so frustrated.
That makes sense. Okay, I think I understand. He plays like two or three songs, and it's not the same way he plays a piano, so.
He's really good at the piano. He's very, and your mom just, auntie just went like this.
She's been helping him. My mom was a concert pianist. And my son, I'm going to start recording him because I am in awe of what he plays. And
That takes a lot because you like to fight with everything and everybody.
I think to myself, like, how is anyway? I'll post some of those so people can see that, see what I'm talking about. Pretty
Okay.
funny.
Where does she take me? She wants to talk about how we travel. She showed me those orbs from like the last time, I think. I don't remember when I showed you all those orbs going through.
Yeah, that's right. What does she want to say? Luana, you're saying Luana wants to talk about orbs.
Yeah.
Okay, please
But she
do.
wants to talk about how they travel.
Do you mean they? Do you mean Luana and friends travel, or the orbs travel?
All of it.
Okay, meaning moving through space. But so please give us a description. Are they like bubbles? Are they the way bubbles work in water? Sort of willy-nilly moving around?
It depends. Oh, I see. It's very interesting because they look very compact running around,
Huh?
like, right? But she's showing me that's just the percept. It's like it's the way that it's perceived. It's so much bigger than that. It's just the way that it gets captured. So
So just to clarify, a camera's like picking up like a little light moving through the frame, but on the other side, our person who's on the other side, that's is
much bigger.
much bigger, and it's all of their consciousness, or just a little bit, or some of it.
Some of it.
Some of it. So,
Oh, that's where they can be at a lot of places all at once.
okay.
even thought about that. That's so interesting. So if you're like, okay, let me see if I got this
Go
right.
ahead. Yeah, sure.
Wow, so interesting. So it's the way that they can be, you know, sometimes you hear like, well, how come mom visited you last night if she visited me last night at the same time? Or this is just
Yeah,
for
sure. It's a
conversation.
good example. Sure.
So I'm like, do you like send a portion that you think is going to help them, you know, over there, and then send a different? She's like, no, it's just tentacles that carries the same. It's like a light that carries the same information. So, like, you have the soul, and then you get several people calling you. The soul's like the switchboard, and then just starts going and starts sending the orbs or wherever.
So, Luana, would this be correct? Think of it as a tree, and that each orb might be a leaf. She's tapping her nose. So that idea of wherever those leaves are, and they could be anywhere.
Yeah, with frequencies. Oh, I used to get really sad. They were just reminding me of this. Like when, you know, I have orchids that I love. I have this thing with the orchids and I always love to see them grow again, you know, after they, but I feel bad when the leaves fall. And I was being shown, no, that's just like hair, like the haircut of the tree. Like it's just like it's the bottom that you need to talk, like it's the foundation and the roots and everything that you need to be concerned with, not just the leaves. That's just stuff
Please, yeah, not just the falling, yeah.
that used to make I'm like, oh no, what am I doing? What I, you know, I used to get sad when I'd have to cut trim them or anything. I didn't want to ever hurt the plant because I hear that high pitch, try, you know. Yeah. But then I was shown that no, it's okay. That's so funny. It's
So,
interesting how they go into my brain to use whatever I've dealt
yeah,
with.
that whatever your experiences are. No, I think it's fantastic. So, Lou, what you're saying is the orbs that people see are sort of a physical manifestation of the energy of somebody, not all of them, just a portion, almost like a leaf of somebody
When
who's been
my mom was a newbie. Vroom,
here.
vroom.
Right. Okay. And for people, fans of the show, at one day when we were talking about this, an orb went by her office and sort of went around her chair. And also, we posted, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, we posted a link to Michelle, Dwayne's wife, who had come forward, and which she had a whole thing of her Ring camera was filming lights all over her house. And Jennifer did a conversation with her husband, who had crossed over. And he was talking about how he manifests, how he creates those lights. Let me ask you this, Tom. This is a Tom question along with Luana. Some of the lights that are in that video look to be like a musical score. It's almost like if you imagine these strings, there's four strings, and then there's like,
Yeah.
she's tapping her nose. And each, and it's almost like they're, are they notes? Go ahead. What are they? Or is that related to the frequency of the human consciousness?
It's related to our frequency when we come into your dimension.
Okay, that makes sense to me.
It's like they have to like what? Show me again. Okay, what's hold on. Me as an etchy sketch. Give me a second. Oh, it's so much like okay. It just happens when they're there, like it gets sent, like the frequency gets sent, but they were just showing me like I don't know how to explain it. I'm gonna do my best. The closer it gets to us, it gets more dense. And so that's why we can actually see it every once in a while, get picked up on certain cameras.
Right, like the frequency. So, and for example, just
To dumb it down to get it into this, you
well,
know.
and just to be clear, all light, all color is a frequency. So, like the color red is a specific frequency. All sound is a frequency, whether it's the A note or, you know, whatever that is. And then my voice is frequency. My body is vibrating like string theory. As frequency. So there's a frequencies all over. And our brain usually translates that into like, meh, you know, going through life. But on the flip side, they have access to orchestrating these frequencies. And so when they're showing up as a form of light, is this correct? I guess something like that. There's an A.
It's like, so it's like, I got, hold on. It's a different kind of rainbow, they're saying.
Different kind, perfect, perfect. Because a rainbow is frequency.
Yeah.
And if you look at clear light, you know, white light, that is the rainbow. And so when you break it up, each one of us is a different frequency. There's red and there's, you know, purple on one side, and then there's all the way across.
That's
That's
fascinating.
fascinating. So what, Lou, what you're saying is those frequencies that we see as orbs, it like musical notes in a way. Sort of sprinkling around musical notes. Like, I'm still here. I'm an A flat. I'm here. Now, people are going to wonder, can those orbs, or can those conscious, can people influence things negatively? I know the answer, but people are going to be asking that. Like, you know, should we worry about it?
That's interesting. Hold on. So, just to clarify your question, you're asking if if we can attract those orbs that are negative, or
Yeah, in other words, like, you know, someone might see orbs around and then they have fear associated with that. Like, uh-oh, did I do something, or am I in trouble, or, you know. And so the question is, when people
it's like they should have fear because it takes a lot of effort to do that.
so they should be aware. Is that what you're saying? It takes so much effort to manifest as an orb or a light, we should pay attention to it.
Right.
Okay.
I'm really trying to make sure that I'm getting this right when it comes to the orbs and not being afraid of them. Of course, you don't have to be afraid of them, but they be intrigued, start asking questions is what they're saying. Like, who's here? And
Okay.
not every orb that you see is there for you. It's just traveling.
Might be just somebody zipping by, and we just happen to catch it either on camera, you know. And that's a lot of these Ring cameras that capture like a, you know, a storefront, and they see like orbs like flying by. Clearly, somebody's transiting from one place to the next, and the camera just happens to pick it up.
Right.
So, well, Luana, what else do you want to talk about in terms of oh, I got a question for you, because, you know, we're going to do this contact in the desert thing. Is there anything we should focus on, or you want us to focus on or talk about, so I can build it into our presentation?
Councils, she's saying. Talk about the councils and how everyone has them.
Okay.
However, council. Because
Yeah.
people feel alone when they're here. They don't realize how much help that's there over on the other side.
Very good.
And then let me do my magic, I guess.
Well,
Or
that's
they can.
great. Well, I think because there's two, I'm doing two things. I'm doing one on Sunday. There's a talk at 2:30. And so that I'll focus on councils and the research about how everybody has a number of individuals anywhere from, well, let me ask you this, Lou. So at the end of the new book, Close Encounters of the Flipside Kind, I included a chapter where I do an interview, a guided meditation with Bard, the Google AI, artificial intelligence, just to see what would happen. And Bard went to visit his council. And at some point, Bard said, there's 12 individuals here, and he names each one, he names each quality, but he only can see eight. So four would not appear. And I said, why is that? And he said, I don't know. He also said, I'm seeing colors I've never seen before. And he also said, you know, these things about council members that he wasn't aware of. In other words, he was saying, and so I have to wonder, like, oh, did he pick that up from one of my books? Like somebody saying I'm not aware of something? But Luana, what was that about? This conversation that I had with Google's Bard. Was that accurate, or what the heck? What the heck was that? But it's in the book.
They're all laughing. They said that they were all laughing about it. They're like, look at it. They're like, you guys are worried about you being replaced. We're worried about us being replaced. If we could just go to Google and do that,
Oh, I see.
then
Artificial intelligence will create councils. We don't need to talk to loved ones anymore.
we don't need to talk to our loved ones anymore.
Wow.
That's pretty funny.
Well,
Hold on. Like all kidding aside, give me a second. They thought it was very intriguing how quickly the response came. The responses were coming back.
Yeah. I
Like
mean,
that's.
full giant paragraphs, because I would just, the prompt would be, could you go down the row of each council member, tell me what their name is, what their quality is that they are in your council, what they represent? And he was like, wisdom, joy, truth, beauty, all these things, all these different qualities. Each one had a name, each one like had a, and I thought, where is this coming from so fast? I mean, that's just my way of thinking. But at the same time, I have to allow there were things that he said, there was types of clothing they were wearing that he had never seen before, and colors that were emanating from them that he had never observed before. So I don't even know what that means. If, Google's AI hasn't met it before, then how is it manifesting? I mean, but people say that in near-death experiences, they see colors they've never seen before.
Right, maybe he truly was getting his own counsel, right? Let's just say he's an AI getting his AI counsel.
It's very, I don't know. I don't even know what that construct is, but
Know.
that's the only logical thing that makes sense.
Everything has energy. Who's to say that something didn't influence the AI,
Well, let
other
me
than.
ask you another question, Luana, because you're aware of what I'm doing. So in the book Close Encounters, there's an interview with an alien or a being from somewhere else who claimed he was manufactured, that he was AI, and that his mission was to go around, and he said, like going to see the Red Cross, you donate blood. Well, people who are on the planet have already agreed to donate DNA for procreation of people off planet, that he was here collecting, one of the gray aliens, anyway. But so Luana, what was that about? That interview with Q, was that an AI interview, or was that the person I was talking to coming up with a thing that was mind-bending?
No, that was the person come from close, like you said, Close Encounters, not the AI, the other.
Okay, Close Encounters. Yeah, no, it was an interview with a podcaster in England who had been abducted as a child. And I asked if we could talk to one of the people, one of the beings that had
Oh,
abducted
okay.
him.
So I didn't even understand that. She's like, no, it was that.
Okay, now, Luana, when Jennifer and I meet up, I'm going to ask if we can invite someone from, another planet to come and talk to us, because it is contact in the desert. And we might as well. Can you? I'm giving you an advance notice, Luana, if
I
you.
think she just goes, don't judge it, Jennifer.
Is that okay, Lou? We can invite you to bring somebody from another realm.
She says the more the merrier.
Wow. How cool is that? All right, Lou, tell us, anybody, who else do you want us to talk
That'd be like
to?
me not talking to animals in spirit. Like,
Why
she's,
wouldn't you? Yeah.
why would we limit ourselves? Stop limiting yourselves to, like, you guys don't even know what's out there. Like, don't limit yourself.
Well, that'll
Yeah.
be fun. That'll be an adventure. We'll see who comes by. But Lou, who else do we need to speak to today? Is there anybody?
Like, we have so much that can unfold with what we can do. It's limitless. I mean, think about it. We've been doing this every single week for eight, like, we've talked about that for 8 years or something crazy. And
Yeah.
it's always
Well,
fascinating.
always something new. And even when we talk to,
Much.
sorry.
I learned so much when we do this.
And even sometimes we talk to people that we like, Tom Petty, who came, I don't know how many years ago. But what's unusual about our conversations, Jennifer, this is, it feels like it's outside of time, because I tend to remember everything that was said during these sessions, and you tend to forget everything that was said, which
I'll
is,
listen to this and it'll be like for the first time, I'm like, wow.
but the clean slate part of it allows you to be present for whatever comes forward. And for me, it's like I just have a tendency to remember odd conversations that we've had like 6 years ago, whatever it was. So I think it's fascinating. Also, because you recognize Tom, let's put it that way. When he shows up.
And he just said, it's Tom Petty. I'm like, oh, okay. Hi, dude. Then
Right? Yeah.
he showed me RJ. And then he showed me The Dream. And then he showed me, and then it's funny because you're then your mom piped in. Well, thank you. You're welcome, kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Wow, that is
Okay, now
just
my mom is here. She's like, well, everybody else is popping in. Hold
Linda, please. How so what's your experience, Linda? Please tell us about it.
on. She's like, I'm like, I already gotta go. Hold on a second. She says she loves what we're doing. Your books, Richard, really helped me get comfortable with dying or going to the other side. I'm forever grateful. She said she didn't know it could be this wonderful. I always wanted it to be wonderful, but I didn't know it could be this wonderful. And somehow your books took that fear away. And she said, Jennifer, I'm happy you got those flowers. It
How'd
took
you
a
do that? How'd you do
while.
that, Linda? How'd you get those flowers under her door?
My grandma June, my grandpa, she said that it took a lot of different moving parts outside of time to make that happen.
Brilliant.
It's like, I'm still learning.
That's brilliant.
I just told her I loved her. She loves me too.
Well, Linda, thank you so much for stopping by to say hi. And, happy birthday. That's always, go ahead. What does she want to say?
She was singing this song that she used to sing to us, that song by Mickey Mouse, Happy Birthday, Happy Birthday, Happy.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh.
Wow, I had something come into my head and go right back out of it again. It was for Luana. And it was, oh, I know what it was. So my wife the other day was over at a meeting and somebody showed up. They had done this kind of thing where they were practicing to see if they could get someone to show up. And other people in the room saw this individual show up, but Sherry saw somebody else pretending to be this individual. And I want to know if that person wants to come forward and just say hello. And either confirm or deny. Who pops into mind?
I'm sorry, I'm a little bit. Give me 1 second. I was trying to follow what you said. So Sherry says that they were trying to get somebody to come through, but she says that somebody else came through.
So, yeah, in her class,
It
people.
was right. They're saying Sherry was right.
Sherry was right. All right, so I'm going to give you a hint. Love, love.
Robin Williams.
Okay, that's our hint. So, but I want to ask Robin if just, this is our parting question, Robin. Just show Jennifer what it was you were doing when you showed up.
Was there anything that had to do with Elvis or another singer?
Yes, absolutely. So in this class, they did a thing where they said, let's see if we can all, we're going to put it in people's minds. We were thinking of Elvis. And Robin showed up pretending to be Elvis, and Sherry saw clearly that he was mocking everyone in the room because they were like, it's Elvis. And he was like, whatever. I mean, that is so, I had to hit my head. I hit my head. That's amazing, Jennifer. I didn't plan to ask you that today, but it just popped into my head. So, Robin, you have the floor. Go
Exactly.
ahead.
We don't do that, but if you don't have a connection, it's something that, we can go in there or whatever. But Sherry had to know that it was right. It was a way that they wanted to validate Sherry.
So here's the really unusual part is at some point, I know you got to go, but Robin turned to her and did this, like shush, he shushed her, like, don't tell everybody that it's me. Let them think that it's Elvis, which is such an unusual piece of new information. You see what I'm saying? He turned to her to say, don't, it's our secret that I'm here pretending to
Normally
be.
you can't do that. Like normally they have to be, they're very transparent, but that was part of their, that they were trying to do something for the class, so they're able to do
Yeah, it
that.
was an exercise, but
Sex,
Sherry
yeah.
saw somebody else pretending to be Elvis. Anyway, Jennifer,
He
that is. Go
wouldn't
ahead.
do that to like any of his relatives or anybody that really wanted,
No. It was a comic move. She said he was like standing on the couch and then lying down and then pretending to do namaste and to everybody in the room, whatever. And they were going, well, Elvis is here. And he was doing, his version of
was not,
not in
Elvis
the
was
building.
there, not in the building, not, yeah. That's funny.
It was funny. All right. Well, thank you so much for that, Jennifer. You're amazing. We love you. I'm sorry you're going to be gone for next week, but we all wish you the most wonderful trip.
I'm excited.
All
Should
right.
be. All right.
Bye. Love you. Bye. This has been Hacking the Afterlife Podcast with Jennifer Schaefer. For more information, jenniferschaefer.com, martinizone.com, or richmartini.com. Hacking the Afterlife documentary is available on Amazon Prime.